Hey guys, Michael Tozzoni here. Welcome to day 19 of Crypto Life 365. I'm currently on my way to the real estate investment meeting down in Fairfax, which is about a two-hour drive because of traffic. But since I'm moving down in that area, it's probably not going to take me that long to do this. I won't have to do this again over and over. But it is the best REIA meeting in the area, in the Washington, D.C. area, so that's why I'm having to drive down there. So, today I kind of discussion my, is a bit about politics, so if you don't really like political stuff, I guess don't bother listening. But the thing about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general is that they are political in a way that they are politically neutral, where they allow you to be completely independent of any kind of politics. And that in itself, just being politically neutral and not being able to be forced to conform to any political side itself is a political position, apparently, especially with the way I've seen people react. And the reason I bring this up, actually, is I was talking to some people with regards to, the topic was the millennials and what they're trying to accomplish and what their goals are. Most of it is socialism based, and I was discussing about issues that I have with some of the policies, specifically from an economic perspective. Since I'm an economist, a financial analyst, and I have read quite an extensive amount about economic history of various countries, I know not only that a lot of the policies have terrible side effects that for whatever reason people keep still asking for just because they sound good, but they always end up with really terrible when implemented. And also because I've came from a country that implemented some policies, and I've had still have some pretty high-level connections and understanding of how governments actually work at the highest levels, and not just governments, but also corporations and higher level, they would call them the 1%. And part of the reason is because I have actually worked in government, and I actually have corporations. I know exactly how they work. I know how they manage their finances, what they do with regards to taxes and all those other things. So, anyway, I was discussing these ideas with a couple of my friends, and a weird thing kind of happened. They claimed that because I do not support them, they accused me of misandry, I believe. Which was, misanthropy. It's the hatred of humankind, which to me was a little shocking because the entire reason that I am in a Bitcoin movement, the entire reason that Bitcoin was created in the first place was to give people the freedom to make their own decisions. So, specifically, you have your own income, your own money. Nobody else can take that money from you by force, because the only way to actually transfer Bitcoin is to use your private key, which nobody else but you has. So unlike with bank accounts where governments or banks can freeze your account, can seize your assets, can put a hold on it, Bitcoin bypasses all of that because all the control for all the money that a person owns is entirely with them. They're not using a third party for it, so it's impossible for anybody else to seize control. But that also tends to, by default, that also means that any way that this money is actually spent is also likewise entirely controlled by the person who holds that money. So, for example, if somebody does not want to be forced to pay for a specific thing, there is no way to make them force them to pay for it other than maybe threaten them or ask them, I guess. Actually, there's not even a way to even know that they have any money to ask for it, to make them to pay for something. Because Bitcoin is pseudonymous, but people say Bitcoin is not anonymous, which is actually false. Bitcoin is pretty anonymous if you know how to make it be anonymous. So by default, it might not be. If you're careless, it might not be, but it's not that difficult to make Bitcoin anonymous. So effectively, if you understand what socialism specifically is, it's a government being able to take money from people and then use that money to pay for various programs that are, the socialist programs that we use, like government programs, government funding, infrastructure, stuff like that. Also, socialism is a way, at least the way I see it, is government control of the economy, specifically being able to have regulations, impose fines, and control what people can and cannot do with their money or with their business. So, for example, you may not be able to hire certain people, or you may only be able to rent out an apartment at a certain price, stuff like that. But thing is, with all of these regulations, all of them also, even if they're not paid for by taxation, like for example, taxes may be collected and then paid, used to pay for schools or roads or something else. With regards to regulation, the taxes are still involved, because in order for regulations to work, somebody still has to enforce them. So the regulation, the taxes are paying the salaries of the enforcers. What Bitcoin does is it makes, as I said, it gives power to people to spend their money how they wish, which also translates to if they do not want to, let's say somebody does not feel like a specific program should be paid for, Bitcoin, theoretically, in the long term, when there's a lot of adoption of it, will actually allow people not to pay for things they do not agree with, or not to fund certain, I guess, regulatory agencies or regulatory enforcement. Anyway, the whole point of this was that I'm not a fan of socialism, because to me it's effectively using force to force people to do something they may not want. Because if people wanted these things on their own, then there would be no reason to force them to actually pay for those things. The way that these people I was discussing it with, and socialists in general, they see themselves as the caring type who want to take care of the low-income families or the downtrodden, to make sure that nobody is left behind, make sure that there's no equality, which they do through effectively asking government to force some other people to give up their funds in order to fund these ideas, and to use government to force people to be philanthropic and good, I guess. So to me, in effect, if you want socialism, you believe that people are bad and that we need a government of good people, which I have no idea where they're going to find good people if people are bad, but we need a government of good people to force everybody else to be good. So when somebody accused me of misanthropy with my views specifically, especially with Bitcoin, it was a bit of a shock to me, or a little, weird, because the whole point of Bitcoin and it empowering people, or rather the whole idea behind it, is that the understanding is that people in general are good, and if you give power to people to decide how they spend their own resources, then those people will spend them wisely and be good people as a whole. So people will fund infrastructure that they want to use, they will donate to people, they will fund charities. And in effect, it actually already happens, because at least in the U.S., it's one of the most charitable countries in the world, where every time there's a massive, some disaster or something bad happens, a whole lot of money gets donated very, very quickly by a whole lot of people from all around the country, to the point where a lot of times even more money gets raised than is actually needed to fix the problem. So in my view, I believe that people are actually good, and that they will spend their money how they see fit in good ways. And that's why I support the system, Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, which will allow good people to make good decisions on entirely on their own for a good outcome. Whereas the people who are actually accusing me of being misanthropic, which, by the way, misanthropy, I believe, it means somebody who hates mankind, they believe that, I mean, they see themselves as the good people who want to take care of other downtrodden, I guess, but they do it in a way that requires force, and the only way that the only reason force would be necessary in the first place is if they believed that people were bad. And that's really how I see the entire, unfortunately, socialist movement, is that it entices people into thinking that they are good people, that they want to go out and take care of other people, but they don't actually do this themselves personally. They their goal is to force what they believe the majority population, who are bad, to conform and do what they believe would be good. Anyway, yeah, that was a topic that I had this morning. Threw me a bit for a loop, I guess. But yeah, if you are kind of new to Bitcoin, you may hopefully weren't too turned away by some of the things I discussed here, because while it is a technology that allows for easy sending of money, allows you to be your own bank, allows you to bypass credit cards because with a more convenient system that's a lot cheaper to use and it's global, there is that kind of an underlying portion of it which generally people actually don't even think about it or don't even know about it. Most of the people who join into it don't even know about it, with the underlying portion being that you are totally in control of your own money and funds and can spend it any way you want. But that's actually the history of this entire movement that created it in the first place. It was cypherpunks who wanted to change government through code, basically. It's a way to replace government functions with systems that are much more efficient and better, that make government systems obsolete and allow people to, instead of change away from certain government functions by force, basically give them a better option and have them change away from it voluntarily. But, yeah, like I said, most people don't really know about this underlying purpose of Bitcoin. Especially at Consensus yesterday, it was just big bankers talking about how they can implement it in their current businesses, and that was pretty much it. Anyway, sorry if it's kind of a long one today. Let me know if you guys have any opinion on this, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.